Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing the hunger situation in Zimbabwe worsened by drought, which the government has declared as a national disaster. Women in both urban and rural areas say they struggle to provide for their families as prices of basic commodities also keep rising. But first, Zimbabwe is attempting to turn its biggest trash dump into a source of biogas, a renewable energy used to produce electricity. Locals like the idea of a project that creates jobs and eases chronic power shortages. But as Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare, some residents say the project is draining the city's gas resources.
A few months back, this dump site was an eyesore and a foul odor hung heavy in the air, but not anymore. A local company, Geopomona Waste Management, is trying to turn the site into a source of biogas and electricity. 30-year-old Tsinashe Chisanu from a nearby township is one of the workers constructing the project.
This project is really helping me as a Zimbabwean. It has offered me a job, and now I am able to look after my family. I am really grateful to the project, and I'm sure my workmates are being helped by this project.
Digesters take in organic waste and convert it to biogas, which can be used to produce electricity. Victor Tarirai is chief operating officer at biogas company Landforce Energy in Harare.
Biogas is that it's a renewable energy source. You can do many things like cooking, brooder heating, as well as harvesting an organic fertilizer, which then replaces the use of chemical fertilizers. The disadvantages, the initial investment costs, and also the need for continuous monitoring and maintenance of the digesters.
Simarasem Chena is a waste energy engineer at Geopomona Waste Management. He says the project will end the problem of Harare's gigantic trash dumps, which spread disease.
After that, we drew biogas wells, which will extract biogas from the waste, organic waste, which was underneath, which degrades and produces biogas. Then after that, with the new waste, we generate 16 to 22 megawatts of electricity through the incineration process, whereby we have to burn the waste in a combustion chamber.
But Precious Shumba, director of Harare Residents Trust, says the government-backed project is an unsustainable exploitation of ratepayers of Harare. He says the company is charging $40 a ton for garbage delivered to the dam.
We have added an addendum that is requesting the city of Harare to pay an additional $124 per ton of garbage collected. So this will be exploitative to the city of Harare, as it amounts to around $3 million per month, and the ratepayers cannot afford that.
But as things stand, Zimbabwe's capital will have a biogas plant sometime in coming months. Residents hope the pros will outweigh the cons. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
And back to our main topic, the World Food Programme has announced that its lean season assistance for 2023 and 2024 has just ended in Zimbabwe's four districts of Buhera, Chivi, Mangwe and Mwenezi, therefore leaving an additional 265,000 of the country's most vulnerable people without its assistance. This comes after President Emmerson Mnangagwa declared the drought a national disaster Wednesday and appealed to the international community for humanitarian food aid, saying Zimbabwe requires US$2 billion to secure food for its citizens. He also said government will roll out a raft of measures to ensure that the country is food secure. Reacting to the developments, World Food Programme Zimbabwe spokesman Christopher Charamba says the declaration will assist in seeking humanitarian assistance.
Isuse WFP tino tambira zvataurwa ne mutungamiri weZimbabwe President Mnangagwa pamusoro pekusanduka kwemamiriro ekunze zvichikonzeresa kuti mvura isanaye iyo inonzi pachirungu El Nino induced drought. Naizvozvo isuse WFP nemamwe mapako anobatsira vanhu uyezve nehurumende tichange tichibatana kuti tikwanise kuronga kuti tinobatsira sei vanhu munguva inotera. Izvozvi tinoziva kuti pamusaka pekusanaya kwemvura kuchave nenzara sezvataurwa naPresident Mnangagwa. Saka isu tichange tichienda kunotsvaka chikafu kune dzimwe nyika kuti tikwanise kubatsira ivo muno vanenge vachishaya. Tinoziva kuti vekuMalawi uye vekuZambia vatauro zvokuti ivo vabatwawo nekusanduka kwemamiriro ekunze. Saka isu tichange tichironga kuti chikafu chatinowana chataisimbowana ikoko tichange tichiwana kupi. Izvo zvataurwa naPresident zvinotibatsira kuti tikwanise kuronga mari, kuronga kuwana chikafu kune dzimwe nyika kuti tikwanise kubatsira vanhu veZimbabwe.
That was World Food Programme country spokesman in Zimbabwe, Christopher Charamba, speaking to VOA in Harare. Now let's take a short break. We will be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
To discuss our topic in depth, we welcome our guests, Setegele Chabangu, Director of a non-governmental organization, Women Development Association in Zimbabwe, which works to alleviate poverty from women in rural areas, and Kalazani Ndlovu, Ward 10 Councillor in Bulawayo. We'll start with you, Councillor Ndlovu. What is the hunger situation like in your ward and in the city, seeing that most people are unemployed?
Thank you very much.
Yes, and we see that there are vulnerable groups in the city, like the elderly, the orphans, the disabled, and child-headed families. What's the situation like in your ward? And are they getting any assistance from the government or non-governmental organizations?
Currently, I would like to see Avalitolayo, We are just appealing to the donor community, whatever they are having, and as either na ama group over one hundred and fifty, I've been really trying to get a whole thing at all. We see the little thing is the movie. Also, the fellow which is Noma, Yemi, Air, Izuya, Ilanda, Lava, and to Pagadna,
Yes, thank you very much. That was Councillor Kalazani Ndlovu in Bulawayo. There, she's saying yes, the vulnerable groups are not receiving any assistance. It's tough now because most people are unemployed, and those that are self-employed are not realizing many topics. She's also calling out for fair distribution of food aid if it's made available, not to be done on political affiliation lines, as people have complained in the past. And now we turn to you, Ms. Setegele Chabangu. Yes, if you can briefly explain what your organization is doing in the rural areas where the drought is said to be most dire.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for inviting me. Tonight, the organization here was a Gwanda North. You know, super cool, the drought, and so you. Ngathi solumoshe kakhulu ngoba uthola labantu sebeze bethengisa inkomo zabo nge-exchange for isaka lokuthi bakwazi ukuthi bathole umumbu ukuthi badle ama-families abo. So thina njenge-organization yabomama, sinama-self-sustaining projects esiwenzayo njenge-livestock, i-gardening, enama-knitting, ne-knitting lokhu zenini project esiwenzayo. So sinokwenza occasionally we do ama-shows whereby abomama baza nalezinto abazithungileyo, baza nezinto abazivunileyo engadini zabo, baza nembuzi zabo, baza nani bazothengiselana nje njengabomama esigabeni ukuthi bakwazi ukuthola imali yokuthenga ukudla, bakwazi njalo ukuthi bathole le mali yokubhadalela abantwana abesikolweni. Ngoba sesithola ukuthi abantwana abaningi abanye sebeshiyile, kakhulu abangabafana sebeshiyile isikolo, sebehambe bayofunda ukuthi batshengethe ukwenzela ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi bazisapote bona, basapote ngisho nabazali babo. Ngoba uyathola omunye umntwana uhlala nabazali and uhlala nabogogo nabokhulu, abasenawo amandla ukuthi they can put food on the table. So yena umntwana sebona sokuyithi kuyi-duty yakhe ukuthi makahambe ayodinga leyo mali noma incane kangakanani abuye azofaka ukudla etafuleni. So currently njenge-organization, since bekuyi-Women's Day, besinama new members abanye abajoyina i-organization, so we passed on ama-projects anjalo njengabo-gardening nama-livestock. Sawaphasela kubanye omama ukuthi nabo they must sustain themselves, they must earn income yokuthi bakwazi ukuthi baziphilise, bakwazi ukuthi bathathe abantwana babo babahambise ezikolweni. Although ama-livestock aperformanga kahle ngoba manje uyabona ukuthi sebeze begcina bewathengisa in exchange for isaka lempuphu. Uyayibona ukuthi umuntu wakhona akusela nto ayigeyinayo ngoba it's as good as he's selling maybe inkomo yakhe for 1,000 rand or 1.5 just ukuthi afake ukudla etafuleni. So that was one of the challenges esiwatholayo. And njalo sithola le challenge yamanzi, but we did approach i-Blanket Mine, which is a local mine esinayo laphana, to provide water. Asiprovidele ama-water to e-clinic, siyakufakela e-clinic, yasifakela nasezikolweni, yazama ukudevelop izikolo zethu. Izamile ukudevelop izikolo kodwa abantwana bekho, because emakhaya isimo asimanga kahle, kunendlala, kuyahlutshekwa, kunesomiso, zonke izinto nje aziperformi kahle. So over manje, ama communities now they are digging ama trenches so that I water lokuzeni bakwazi ukuthi labo bathola amanzi abe seduzane nama communities ngoba currently amanzi asesikolweni nakuma clinic futhi is far away from the communities. So yikho nje sikwenza njenga organization. Currently we are dealing with the blanket mine ezama ukuthi singadise kulolo hlobo. It has given us ama jojo tanks but amanzi awakafiki kuphi emphakathini nama pipe basinikezile. So the community is still busy digging trenches so that they can take water from the local clinic and then ayenga emphakathini.
Yenxa ukhuluma lapho ngezifuyo ukuthi bayafuya abesifazana sikhuluma izifuyo ziphi njalo bazabelana njani ukuthi uhlelo luqhubeke.
Okay, lama projects wethu divide abantu babe ngama members of 12 currently sathi masiqala back in 2008 when you started this organization savele sastarta with this self-sustaining project. So omama they've got a time frame yokuthi inkomo mazingazala ziyazala ukuthi bona bonke njengama members umuntu akwazi ukuthi athole inkomo eyi-1 athole inkomo eyi-1 athole inkomo eyi-1 then lezi ezinye sezizozala ezi extra they pass it on to another group of 12 people ababanjani nabo abazokwazi ukuthi babenefite from that. That is what I'm saying. Sina fuyinkomo sifuye imbuzi izimvu they are not performing very well so that one asizagcina sesiyekile leyo ezimvu ngoba izimvu ngathi mangabe kumanzi as.
Oh, well, that's Tegele Chabango, I guess her line dropped. We hope to have her back. Very interesting situation there where she says her organization has this project where they group villagers in groups of 12 women and give them livestock to raise, livestock such as cows, goats, chickens, and even sheep. So when they and then they pass them on to other members of the group so that the projects keep moving. But of course they have problems since it's drought, there's drought now. Some of the livestock is not faring well as most people are selling to avoid having their cattle succumb to the drought. So sibuyela kuwe njalo ke Councillor Ndlovu. Sizokhuluma ngokuthi kungafuywa inkukhu. Kuyavunyelwa ukuthi abantu befuye inkukhu ngobuningi emadolobheni.
Kakuvunyelwa ama-bylaws awavumi akakhansile kodwa-ke banga-aplayela sibancedise indawo abayibonileyo lapho abangafuyela khona beyi-group laphana engikhulume khona ngokuthi sithise ukuthi bebe ngamaklabhu njengemaklabhu abo then indawo yenze bese zi-inspectwa.
Oh, hayi kuyezwakala. Ye, ungasinika nje isifinqo sakho konke obukukhuluma ukuthi abantu baphila njani khona ngapho lithini ngendlala lesikhona lokukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla mahlayana lalokhu uhulumende asekwenzile ukuthi athi yena sokule national disaster sizwile le nhlanganiso ezizimeleyo sithi ngempela zizabuya zizonceda. Ungasichathisela njalo ke ngolimi lesishona ukuthi kwenzakalani kobulayo konke nje sokukhulumile ngesiNdebele ukukhulume ngesishona.
Tinotenda makadini vatereli zvirivo kubulawayo especially ngati cheni nedraut iripo ii vanhu havana chekudya vanhu havasiliwana mabasa anobhadhara. Asi zvokumbe asikira kuti iinekanzi zvavo yenzaro ndoiiraiti kakuru kancelar sikumboka kuti kuhurumende yadikira kuti inekanzi zvasa saka ma-ngos nevaaiva vachatipasira aka tikukurudzira kuti vana mai madisabled maorphans those vulnerable groups they can be engaged vaite zvekukoverana mari
waite zvekurima mapeni waite zve zvekuchengeta huku kana vatsvaka land vaiapraira kuna kanzi kuti vapihe lendi yacho matiabzaaaira kuti vakwanise kubhadhara mare ekutari vana kuchikoro iyezve vatende zvechikamu because kana tikatarisira kuti ma-non-governmental organization vachatibatsira nechikamu ndo zvatsvukisa chaizvo but most of the time that food is being politicized saka tikokumbira vatumiri kune hurumende kuti tichibatsire non-governmental organization vachibatsira nechikamu food yacho isadistribute along vertical line makansilas nema-mp henvoko kune food yacho yoyo ngaiende to the present people ngaisapinde kuma-political parties ndinotenda
yebo ke siyabonga ke councilor sesibuya kuwe nkosazana chabango lanxa lina liqhuba olwenu uhlelo liyake lizwe ukuthi labo elisebenza labo bathola usizo oluvela kuhulumende yini kumbe bakhona bathi hayi thina baseqa kuthiwe ngoba sesiphiwa i-orders inkomo lokunye kuyini eliyalikuzwe ngalolu daba
kunokuthi angithi sisebenzisa ama-WhatsApp group wethu kunokuposta ndithole maybe sebepostile abo-councilor baposta abo-crowlet bathi lawo ngamagama abantu abazohola angithi ukuthi basuka behola ini usuke ungakwazi ukuthi yini le abayiholileyo ngoba uthole maybe sometimes baholele endaweni esekudeni angithi kuba nzima futhi ukuthi uphinde uyo-approach umuntu usumbuza ukuthi kanti yini eliyiholileyo ngoba wena usuke ungekho ungabalwanga kulelo hlelo lokuthi unjani uzohola kodwa kuma-WhatsApp group ethu sinokubona ukuthi hhayi la ngamagama abantu okuthiwe bazohola kodwa ukuthi bangabe behole ini usuke ungakwazi kodwa ngokubona kwami ngibona engathi noma uma beholisiwe babeholise yona leyo maybe impuphu encane kodwa ngeke izikwazi ukuthi basustaine for a long time and there are selected people okuyibo abakhethiweyo it's not like they enroll everyone bamholise there are selected people of how do they select them we don't know as an organization we just see on WhatsApp group being posted these people are the people that are going to get something
ye hayi ulungile ukuthi wena ukhulumele yakho inhlanganiso bengithi mhlawumbe lakho kulomthelela ekuthini lisebenza njani ukuthi laba hhayi bayazuza laba batholi ye kodwa nje sesiqhubekela phambili utshile ukuthi nkosazana Chabango lisebenza le nkampani ye-blanket mine lakhuluma njani layo leyo nkampani isebenza khona ngapho yini eMathebeleland South
i-blanket mine yimine eseduzane and of which abasebenzi bakhona abaningi babuya from the local ward esisondelelane eduzane nabo so saya kubo ngendlela yokucela ukuthi sile clinic esilayo esiyakhelwe yi-government kodwa ayila manzi ngoba ubuthola abantwana besikolo sebeze becela ukuthi mabahambe bayokukha amanzi bakhele amanzi eclinic or izakhamizi kubhala ukuthi izakhamizi ezithile nezithile imizi engaka mayihambe iyokukha amanzi ihambe iyoshiya eclinic ngoba kunale maternity ward so sahamba layo leyo proposal yokuthi besicela ukuthi lisidonsele amanzi from the local river eduzane kuthiwa yintuli aze at least eclinic ukwenzela ukuthi izosiza labo mama laba abanjani ababelethayo so saproposa kanjalo bavumelana basebeyikho from there yikho eyasesuka khona yasi-extenda bathi bafuna ukuthi banjani badevelophe nale zikolo in order to give back to the community since most of the community members they are working in the what in the local mine
So do you believe the water will also benefit some of your projects or they will just be used in the clinics?
I-water izosibenefitha nathi njenge-organization njalo izosibenefitha futhi nomphakathi ngoba thina wa-aimi ukuthi sisebenzele umphakathi sibone umphakathi uprogressa ngoba manje balethile amajojo tank okuthi okay kubanini ama-trenches sizalinikeza la maphayiphi okuthi lifake lidonisele amanzi abe seduzane at least maybe kube ne-center tap ukuthi abantu they can easily go bayothola amanzi ngoba manje imfula omile amadamu ethu they are already silted agcwele udaka agcwele umhlabathi so awasabambi manzi ngikhuluma kumanje they are dry 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 abantu baphila ngokuyanathisa iy'nkomo zabo ezikotsho uyayibona
Yes, interesting that the blanket mine company there is helping villagers in Matabeleland South with water. Yes, yes. So, what is the silom laleli ecingweni? Ungumbane ngikhuluma la.
Makadiko amai vangu mama Mhlanga Sandile Mhlanga.
Hayi siyaphila linjani khona ngapho ungasinika umbono wakho.
Ya uloke nami ekuthoma ndila ngokutenda vana mai vari kutaura apo ngokuza vavo mama dzewe vakuru vakakura nama project vayenza ungatana achubekela pambili zazi vele indlala eZimbabwe yonke indlala ikhona nzara iri kumunyika yeZimbabwe pachokwadi atiri kureva nhema saka tinotongopundira zvikuru kuti government dai yakamhanya kwete zviri kunonoka nokuti nzara iri munyika iti vanhu vari kutambudzika mumaruzevha hamuna chekudya zvimwe zvavo zviri kudhura saka kukurudzira kune vana vezimbabwe kuti dai vakatengerawo hama dzavo zvekudya nokuti nzara iri muzimbabwe inogona kuzopesera vanhu vaakupesera vakubika pakati peusiku iri nhau yekuda kunyima vamwe nekuti hazvina kumira zvakanaka saka nzara iri munyika haina kumira zvakanaka zvichandirangaridza zvakanga zvimboitika kunonzvimbo inonzi pabenzuko kuti vanhu vachimukira kuenda kuchigayo vaibva kumapurazi vaimukira peusiku paiva neimwe nzvimbo yesimiti vanhu vaitomira ipo vakapiga masaga vakazodza dota vanhu vachidzata masaga vachiza vanhu vachipesera vachinonga vachingodaidepesa vazobatwa inyaya yenzara saka taikukudzira zvikuru kuti dai chekudya chakawanikwa kana vanhu zvevachipuwa zvekudya maa vanhu vakoreswawo kudya vatana vanekezwa vonge ngende kuti indlala sayazoke indlala aina ngubani vavanhu voke vafauti vanekezwa kuti
zaamateti
emunyika yezimbabwe nokwe kunzvimbo dzose zvatira amai kuti madhamu akaoma zveshuwa hapana chakabuda gore rino saka government ingaikurumidza patinoona government yedu inotambisa mari shita zvina basa kungoita mari ihani maelection.
Yebo ke siyabonga there, thanks to our listener Richard Mayo there. He's saying yes, he's following what the guests are saying and commends the government for what it is doing. Yebo ke sesifike emaphetheleni ohlelo lwethu, sesizayabelana umzuzo owodwa nje ukuthi sonke sibe lelokucina. Sizaqala Councillor Ndlovu, ungathi impilo emadolobheni ikhanya ingcono yini kule emaphandleni kumbe bakhona emadolobheni abalokhu bethola okunye yini okuncane emaphandleni sakunika umzuzu owodwa.
Emadolobheni kunzima kakhulu vela kula mpilo engcono wesiye abantu ikhanda imva amanzi okuthi bathelele zinto ezingati ezincane abanazo ukuthi bathelele abantu kunzima kokuntakayo emsebenzi kayikho.
Yebo ke siyabonga. Nkosazana Chabangu, would you say life there in the rural areas is much better, or when you compare to the urban areas, are the women having it better in rural areas because they can have access to this livestock rearing programs and other things?
Ngathi impilo emaphandleni inzima uma sibheke le situation esikuyo manje e-drought. Kodwa mangabe kungela drought ngibona ngathi manje impilo emaphandleni seyingcono kunase emadorobheni. Ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi banendawo yokuthi bakhulise izifuyo zabo, banendawo yokuthi babe lamadlelo enkomo. Kodwa okwamanje mangikhuluma hayi impilo ayikho mnandi emaphandleni. Ngoba sikhuluma ngabantu abangasebenziyo abangenayo income. Most of them ngabantu abagugile, abanye bangikhona ngabafelwakazi. Umuntu i-source of income akanayo, baze abanye baphilise ngabantwana abaku-diaspora. So they must...
Yebo ke, senza kubamba umlomo. We've come to the end of our show and would like to say thank you to our guest, Sethekele Chabangu, the Director of Women Development Association in Zimbabwe, and Khalazani Ndlovu, the Bulawayo Ward Councillor 10. Saying goodbye, let's meet again tomorrow, 8 o'clock p.m. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.